And here is the Writer's Almanac for Thursday, July the 14th, 2011. It is Bastille Day in France, celebrated as the anniversary of the day in 1789 that an angry mob of revolutionaries stormed the Bastille in Paris. Originally built as a fortress, then was a prison, often housed political prisoners who had been sent there without trial. The French were on the verge of revolt against the monarchy and Louis XVI. The Bastille was a beautiful symbolic target, and the revolutionaries were scheming to bring down the prison, liberate the inmates. Though actually there were only 8 prisoners there in early July. One of them was the Marquis de Sade, who gave us the word sadism, who'd been imprisoned many times, this time on the recommendation of his mother-in-law, who was angry at him because he'd seduced his sister-in-law, who, before the Marquis came along, had been intending to be a nun. The Marquis was annoyed by the impending assault on the Bastille because it meant that the prisoners were locked up. They weren't able to walk along the ramparts of the castle. So he used his urine funnel as a megaphone and shouted through the windows of his cell that his fellow prisoners were being brutally massacred and called on people to come rescue them. And that got the crowd riled up. The guards had the Marquis de Sade transferred to an insane asylum, and then 10 days later, hundreds of revolutionaries did storm the Bastille on this day in 1789 and freed the 7 remaining prisoners. And the governor in charge of the prison was murdered, and his head was carried around Paris on a pike. It's the birthday of the playwright Arthur Lawrence, born in Brooklyn, 1917, who said, "I always wanted to write musicals. When I was a kid, 7 or 8, I lived in Brooklyn, and there was a stock theater company, and my cousin and I would go Saturday afternoons. I remember 2 productions. One was No, No, Nanette. I still remember them twirling the parasols, thinking, oh, this is wonderful. The other one was Rain by Somerset Maugham, and they had real rain." He went on to write West Side Story and Gypsy, many more musicals and films, wrote several memoirs, original story by. He died last spring, and in the month before he died, he managed to finish a new play, The Last Time We Saw Paris. And it's the birthday of the literary critic Northrop Frye, born in Sherbrooke, Quebec in 1912, grew up in New Brunswick, taught for many years at Victoria College at the University of Toronto. Margaret Atwood was one of his students. Here's a poem for today, a sonnet by Douglas Dunn, Modern Love. It is summer, and we are in a house that is not ours, sitting at a table, enjoying minutes of a rented silence, the upstairs people gone, the pigeons lull to sleep, the undertens and invalids. The tree shakes out its shadows to the grass. The roses rove through the wilds of my neglect. Our lives flap, and we have no hope of better happiness than this. Not much to show for love than how we are or how this evening is, unpeopled, silent, and where we are alive in a domestic love, seemingly alone, all other lives worn down to trees and sunlight, looking forward to a visit from the cat. Modern Love, a poem by Douglas Dunn, from his selected poems 1964 to 1983, published by Faber and Faber, used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation, publisher of Poetry Magazine. You can read the current issue of Poetry or listen to the monthly Editor's Podcast at poetryfoundation.org. Produced by Kathy Roach and Nick Vetter. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.